for the record, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. PX in the building. Fly guys on approved, you heard? Yeah.
Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. I'ma just keep it on silence. I don't promote the violence. All I know is the process. Now that I cut off the nonsense, taking a loss in the process. It's a boss thing and they watching. Watching the money start clocking. They be like, Gaza, you did it. Nah, my business is vivid. The movie I paint is a mission. Hard times are still in the kitchen. No friends, nobody missing. It's a family thing and they tripping. Fly guys are gonna be great. Who cares if they hate? I'm well on the way. Give me the ball, I give them the shake. Couldn't be fake, it's not in my trade. So go ahead and wait while I'm killing the stage. More patience, the shorter the way. I'ma live life, stay out of the way. Too old for the plays like a hockey game. Watch how I skate.
Watch how I skate. Watch how I skate. Watch how I skate.
Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Heard you was broke as a Dutch. They stuck in the clutch. All my peoples never needed a crutch. Always been a loner, never having a bunch. Shout out to my stoner, dad be having that crunch. Now I switch my flow now. Time to get to the dope. You a okie doke on your own grounds. It's that boogie down, now you know now. I went state to state, I seen love to hate. I had good people turn the paper plates. Trying to show love and they show me hate. They don't understand, I'm misunderstood. God gave me a plan and it's all good. I'm in my white nights and my black hood. In all hoods, it's fly guys and mind star. Either way, my guy, I'm all good. It's fly guys or my mind star. Either way, my guy,
I'm all good.
Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, boy, they talking too much.
Already know what's going down. That's right. I hope you hear me clearly. If you're listening right now, 929-477-2425, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza. We here at the Sit Down with High Def. Yo, High Def, let them know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Yeah, man, I'm from the internet, man, but I hail from Minnesota, man. Came from the suburbs of Minnesota, man, the slight suburbs out of the what I would call is like the border between South Minneapolis and Richfield, right there in that little nook and cranny right there. But yeah, we here, but we worldwide, man. It's High Def, man. Big motherfucking ego. Big motherfucking
fuck your shit,
you know, resume to go along with my big motherfucking resume to go along with my ego. So I definitely back everything that I say. I back up with product and with precision and you know, high intellect. So that's where we at. We here, man. Blog Talk Radio. We here, man.
You already know, man. For the record, radio where the independent artist matters the most. If you listening right now, call in. For the first hour, I'm going to have the sit-down, and we got an extra half an hour tonight for the callers to listen to this sit-down, because we're going to have a real conversation with an intelligent man who has did the independent thing and made it to the industry, and now I believe he sits back and works on his craft. as an artist. We're going to get to that. Before we do anything, I would like to play this song right here. You know this song right here, Hot Def?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though.
Hey,
just,
do you know who?
Yeah.
We're going to get it. They
That's that joint.
Day. Introduce, yeah, you already know. Let them know what it is. Introduce your track on For the Records Radio.
Yes, sir, man. You already know.
Go ahead, drop that shit,
man. You know, it's a world. I was gonna say, man. A lot of people don't know, man. I shot a lot of these niggas' videos that niggas look up to. That's on right now. Lil Uzi looked up to the dudes that I shoot. So if you don't know who I am, go Google right now. Chief Keef Kobe, directed by Who Is High Def. Go Google Soulja Boy Chief Keef Foreign Cars. Go look up every Academics video. They use my footage for every nigga they talking about on DJ Academics YouTube channel. All them videos, all them clips is my clips they steal and put on their shit. So now you got to get in tune. But top that shit, bro.
Let's get it.
Hey, do you know who I am? If you're looking for me, do you know who I am? Yeah, do you know who I am? Yeah, do you know who I am? Addicted to money, addicted to paper chasing. Do you know who I am? If you looking for me, you know what, just to find a nigga, shit can get ugly. Woo! Do you know who I am? Addicted to money, addicted to paper chasing. All these blue hunnids. Do you know who I am? If you looking for me, you know what, just to find a nigga, shit can get ugly. Woo! I feel like the rant. I brought the band, I brought the drummers, I did the numbers. Check the stats, little bitch. I am the man. I do what I want, you do what you can. I got the world on my hands. I got your girl in my pants. She want me to give her a chance. I had to switch up the plans. I had a trip out in France. I couldn't take an advance. And I just went on a rant. They told me be humble. Well, bitch, I can't. Cause I got muscle, big dog, no muzzle. Do you know who I am? Addicted to hustle. When I did not fumble the rock, made it through jungles and blocks. Can't get the hunger to stop. Counting these hundreds a lot. Niggas is talking a lot. Climbing until I'm on top. All of you niggas get mobbed. My circle a part of the mob, huh? Do you know who I am? Addicted to money, addicted to paper chasing. All these blue hunters, woo! Do you know who I am? If you looking for me, you know what, just to find a nigga, shit can get ugly. Woo! Do you know who I am? Addicted to money, addicted to paper chasing. All these blue hunnids. Woo! Do you know who I am? If you looking for me, you know what, just to find a nigga, shit can get ugly. Woo! I get out the jam, then I just cruise to the lands. I lost my noodle again. You can go Google me, man. That's what you can do for me, man. That shit ain't new to me, man. Stay true to my fam, you niggas some groupies and fans. I'ma just stick to the plan, I did this for my little man. Had to cut the middle man. I'ma pull up in a beam, you still pull up in a Benz. And you cannot see who's in, even if you try and squint. I'm behind a limo 10, this a different kind of drip. You would think that I'm a pimp, you would think this bitch for rent. Get the dollars then I spend, all I do is try and win. I ain't going broke again, I can feel it in my skin. Feeling like the sweetest sin, I don't leave no fingerprints. When I go and let it rip, I ain't leaving no tip. Making niggas jump quick, lot of bitches jump ship. All they do is bump left. Do you know who I am? Addicted to money, addicted to paper chasing. All these blue hunnids, woo! Do you know who I am? If you looking for me, you know what, just to find a nigga, shit can get ugly, woo! Do you know who I am? Addicted to money, addicted to paper chasing. All these blue hunnids, woo! Do you know who I am? If you looking for me, you know what, just to find a nigga, shit can get ugly, woo!
That's a motherfucking fact. For the Record Radio, you either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. Y'all know the vibes. Callers, do not hang up. I see you right there. 929-477-2425. Make sure you call in. We here with High Def himself. Oh, my God. What's the vibe, man?
Yeah. Yeah. I like how that sounds.
Yeah, I think I like how that sounds too, man. let me ask
good,
you a couple
man.
Of questions before we really, really get into this. Since you brung up, you know, the Chief Keef thing and the academics thing, well, it's only right to ask you, when was the first time you were actually introduced to the industry so you have the outlet to do these little video snippets and what you do?
You asked me when was I introduced to the making of visual creating, right?
Yeah, like when the industry, when you hit the industry and you knew this is what I'm going to do and you started picking up your camera and making your visions come true for these artists, man, when was the first time?
Oh, yeah. The first time I ever picked up my camera, which is so fucking crazy, was to shoot my own shit. See, I was an artist way before I did music. I was an artist first. So that's, and I needed stuff for my projects, and I would produce stuff for my own shit, and I'd show people, like, yo, I actually did my own stuff. I actually did my own cover artwork, all that. I was always hip to creating and just being creative, and I had a voice to create visuals for all my projects, and this was when I was, like, 16, 17, I started piecing together little videos on iMovie or pictures with filters over them, and I didn't even notice, but I was making music videos long before I had shot any of these big artists. I had started the framework a long time ago, just with me being the center point as an artist, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my son in the back,
right.
You already know. But yeah.
The baby backing you up. She's like, yo, that's facts. That's facts, daddy. I hear you. Shout out to the baby, you heard?
Hell yeah.
But, man.
But, yeah, man, I started doing all of that, and then it just developed, man, and people started contacting me for the shit, and people started booking me, and I was going to school. I ended up going to school for it, so everything worked out in conjunction, man. Hey, man.
So. Before,
this
before
dude's crazy.
Chicago,
hold on, let me get up to his mama real quick.
I bet. While we get the baby together, baby legend over there, we gonna spin a track right now from High Def, and this is called Legend, y'all. Tune in, do not hang up. I'm taking callers after these 45 minutes.
Yes, sir.
High Def is in. The
fucking
killing. He working, y'all. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Descending from heavens, my little legend. That's my extension. Lessons transcending the message. My resurrection. Whenever this come to the ending, I'm never ending. All my ancestors live in them. You're the reflection. A blessing that was made to perfection. I promise I'ma guide your direction and give you protection. Natural selection. In essence, you was elected. Remember, we always connected, man. We a collective. Give you perspective. What's the objective? Be effective and respect it, son. We are electric. Your mind is a weapon, learn to express it, stay on progression, they gon' hate you, learn to expect it, start a business then, make some investments, give some knowledge to the people, son, if you got extras, you saved my life, I gave you life, ain't no question, I'm forever indebted. Son, listen, the world in your palm. This song could be a song written. Just look at the stars. You got tradition to carry on. My spirit lives on in them. I pass a baton. We on a marathon and sprinting. my invention, divine intervention. Ever since your inception, I know you was a legend. Pay attention to your surroundings and what they intentions. Stay away from detectives and stay out they detentions. Stay focused on ascension, press the gas on the engines. You can be anything you wanna be, son, that's your mission. And when I'm gone, look at the ceiling, I'll be there to listen. When your legs giving out on you, just know that I'm with you. If you fall, I'ma get you, I'ma catch and won't miss you. I promise, I keep my promise, I'ma stay honest with you. I can't forget you. I'm honored to be your father, I'm forever be with you.
Man, that's the best part of the song right here for me. Yeah. Man. When I heard this song, yo, high def, when I heard this song, I thought that was so dope, that ending, man. Shout out to Little Legend. That's what I'm going to call him. I don't know what everybody else call him. We live right now on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Flock Gaza. Continue to tune in. In 44 minutes, we're going to start taking callers. We're having to sit down with my special guest, High Def. Man. Now, what was the thought process with that song I just played, man? Because I've seen the picture. Describe it a little bit for the people.
Is Legend. Well, my son's name is Legend. That's his middle name. He's damn near a junior. In the African culture, we pass down my middle name to his first name, and then he goes by his middle name. So he's known by Legend. That's his actual name, and I titled the entire album. It's dedicated to him. I wanted to make this album, and not only that song, but this entire album could be his basic instructions before leaving Earth type situation. This could be his guide through all of the shit that all the trap doors that this life leaves you. This gonna be something that he could use to navigate through all of that. You know what I mean? And draw some inspiration from when he coming up. You know, and hopefully not only him. I hope this leads to other people being able to themselves out of whatever situation they're in and navigate themselves through whatever situation they're in through what this matrix sets up for us to fail in, you know, or be challenged with, rather. And not only that, I know I'm a legend, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that. It's in my DNA. I know that's who I am, and I pass that down to him. He's gonna transcend through time with that. My message is going to transcend with him for time. So, That's the whole premise of that, and man, that's why I put so much love into this, man. It's so personal to me, man. This is really personal to me. I put so much into this.
You could definitely tell that this project, you took it personally. You could tell between the different styles that you had, even to the beats, man. But you definitely dropping jewels, y'all. Let the people know your social media. And where they'll be able to cop this at, man.
Man, the album Legend is on every platform right now. We doing a soft release. This album comes with 12 tracks. There's a deluxe version coming too. But you can search on every platform, Legend by High Def, HI-DEF, just like how my name is spelled on every other platform. But also, you can follow me on every social media at Who Is High Def, WHO. ISHIDEF. Go do that. And subscribe to my YouTube.
Go
I got over 130,000 subscribers and over 98 million views. We building.
He working. Whether y'all like this man or not, he's working. He ain't jerking. That's a motherfucking fact. I'm just saying, though.
That's right.
The proof is in the pudding at the end of the day, y'all. Y'all don't have to like us, but we putting in the fucking work. And they say, if you don't have no haters, you definitely not popping. Would you agree with that, Ace?
Man, I know that. I definitely could co-sign that for sure.
Man, for real, for real. So I'm going to give you a topic to speak on for a little bit so the people can see where your mind is at, because I got this next track for my people. And we're going to run that up after we're done. Yeah, definitely. We got to run that one. It's only right. This track is pretty dope. I played it four times, and I just had it. I just got it yesterday type shit. I played it. I'm like, man, this one right here. So the topic that I want you to speak about on the sit-down right here, callers, do not hang up. I see you there. I thank you so much for being patient. Do not hang up. Listeners, salute. We see you. The question is, where do you see yourself future with what you do and all the different type of crafts you have?
Well, when I started this journey, I wanted it to end where it started, which is me back in the studio recording. That's my love. That's my ultimate passion, is recording music and expressing myself through wordplay. And I really want to be, you know, I want to be known as one of the dopest artists to come out of not only Minnesota, but just out of the Midwest and out of the world. You know what I mean? I don't want to be pigeonholed anywhere specifically in location, but I want to be, you know, not only just known to that, but just a dope creator, just a dope visual and just a dope creative, you know, somebody that could, you know, not really be known for just one thing, but just be known that, you know, he left his imprint here, and he's multifaceted. I want to be the multi genius. You know what I'm saying? I look after Kanye West as my, he's my superhero. He was my mentor. He's everything to me. I didn't have no dad. I looked at the TV screen. I looked at Lil Wayne and Tupac and, you know, my big brothers and shit. So, you know, I want to be that guy that can inspire you. I don't want to be known for nothing other than inspiring people to pick up something and do it themselves the way I was inspired by Michael Jordan, by everybody I seen that was amazing at what they did. You know what I mean? That took their profession to the next level.
So what's the next level for you?
So I want to be that, man.
That's the question. What's the next level, baby? What's the next level you thinking?
The next level is, you know, I wanna give, man. I wanna give because the fans gave me so much. The people have given me so much. You know, the people have given me so many subscribers, so many YouTube monetization views, and so much dollars just off of that. And even clients have given me the opportunity to work and the opportunity to be me. I wanna give people the opportunity to be them now, because I'm fine. I want to kick the door open for everybody else to come through and go crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to inspire. I remember shooting music videos. I was doing all them drill music videos for King Louie, Lil Bibby, just going crazy on World Star Hip Hop every week, daily, damn near. And I remember people emailing me like, man, what kind of camera lens you use? How do you edit? What things do you use to do that? So my ultimate goal, man, and I don't like to speak on such things like this because this is something real personal and private too, but I want to open up a nonprofit organization that I can teach people at to express themselves creatively, you know, teach kids that ain't got no outlet, teach kids that's interested and got the drive and the aptitude, but they ain't got nowhere to put it at, you know what I'm saying? Or a way to express it, or have the resources to express it. Don't have a studio, don't have a microphone, don't have a camera, you know what I mean? I want to provide that. So that's the ultimate goal. But before I do that, I have to grab your attention, and I have to do that through music still. I think music, I gotta give you this music. I did the music videos. I want to do the music. I want you to see high def university, high def school, a high def motherfucking you know, record label, a high def movie production studio, a high def world, high def worldwide. You know what I'm saying? We doing everything. I can't pigeonhole myself into anything right now, but I know where I want to go, and I know where with certain things I want to tap into. There's so many of them. You know what I mean? It's so many of them, man. And but what I'm going to start with right now is I'm going to just do this work. That's all I can do is do the work. So the album is the work right now. And music videos, I still do those at an all-time high, still with the greatest, greatest of quality and the greatest of creative input that I can give for clients or whoever. You know what I mean? I was just in Atlanta shooting a video with Lil Boosie at his house literally 3 weeks ago. So I still do music videos, but my goal is to not chase the Hollywood artist. I'm not trying to shoot Jay-Z's next video, even though I would, but that's not where I'm at right now.
So
I'm not in the mode to go chase down and be the –
Go ahead. I like that. I like the sound of that. Go ahead. I feel that. Go ahead. My fault.
Yeah, I'm not in the position to go and try to beat out the next best camera guy. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to go ahead and try to get on these buses like I used to and get on these flights and sleep on these floors and have these sleepless nights doing all this. I can't compete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do videos for $300, $200 for free. I got to eat. I got a son now. You know, I can't do none of that. This ain't for me to be out in Hollywood and be cooling and cracking jokes. No. You know what I mean? Back then it was cool because I could monetize my views, but now it's a whole different mindset, man. I'm not here to chase Hollywood. I'm here to break Hollywood. I'm here to change. I'm here to break the constructs of what these people call normal, what these people want to be normal. You know what I mean? I'm here to change shit. I'm here to create a whole different pathway for people to take, other than shooting niggas, taking drugs, killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or just whatever. So you know what I mean? We got to have a direction, man, for my people, man. For my people, I did this. You know, you touch on that song. That song has a lot to do with where I want to take things. We need to own land. We need to do things, man. I'm tired of seeing my people, man. When I shoot those videos in Chicago, I was in Hollywood. Chief Keef, we was in Hollywood and he was talking about all this shit going on in Chicago, amplifying the violence out there because people look up to him. While we getting money, while we getting views, people are dying. I didn't know that until 2 years into the shit, and I'm looking at DJ Academic's page in correlation with the newspaper. So, and then I talked to 50, and he's telling me, you know, 50 told me and Chief Keef in his office, man, at Cheetah Films' office, man, perception is reality, and people pay for what they fear. So that's why they going to sign Chief Keef. That's why they going to sign Tupac. That's why they sign 50, because motherfuckers fear him, man. They pay for what they fear. They pay for video games that, nigga, they ain't going to pick up that gun, but they want to feel like, they want to emulate, they want to know what it looks like, but they don't never want to touch it in real life. You know what I mean? Mm. They would never dare do that in real life, but they want to feel what it, they want to see what it feels like to jump out of a helicopter. You know?
Right.
And that's what I mean, man. In entertainment, people pay for what they fear. People pay for things that they would never experience, but the perception of somebody else experiencing those things is what is real to them, and I feel like it's a thin line. I used to watch Eminem's Stan music video where Stan was actually emulating who Eminem was, and I see kids doing that with drill music now. They stands, bro. They stands.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the difference between, okay, this is a money play, this is a business play, this is a reality for people, yes, but this doesn't mean that I should go ahead and do this because I ain't even the best shooter. I don't know how to shoot a gun.
Right.
I don't know how to sell drugs. I'm not good at this shit. So people need to, you know, I'm from an era where I observe, I respect it, I observe the perspective, and I take it with a grain of salt, man, but I would never emulate nobody else trying to do something that I'm not good at. So,
right, if it's not your lane, there's a lot of people stepping in lanes that they don't really know what that lane is about, and then they wonder why their man gets popped for no reason, or Shorty Rock gets shot, or this person gets jumped, or that person gets stabbed.
Yeah.
We get caught up with all this work at the crib and the rape. Man, we've been through this, and I definitely respect what you're trying to say and what you're trying to do, which is basically you want to create a positive space for kids to grow. You know, those kids that may not have a dad around, or maybe a father raising a single home, single child home, you feel me? Somewhere they could go. I remember back in the day we had YMCA in the Bronx, but once that shit got shut down, we had nothing to do, high def. So So I definitely push that all the way, man. If you can, make that shit happen, because the youth definitely looks up to people like you, me, and everyone who calls on this radio station. So we definitely put an imprint in a lot of people's life. You know what I'm saying? My question is, I didn't want to go back off this question. I'm glad I thought about it. So you shooting all these videos with Chief Keef and the gun and all this shit, when you realize that the youth was emulating that, so before or after you were shooting, you know what I'm saying, these type of videos, or was it just for the money? Let's be for the record.
You're asking me, did I shoot the videos for the money? Did I realize that these, that what their images is doing damage while I was doing them?
Yeah. Like when you said that,
okay,
you realized, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, this shit feels a little awkward,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was eerie for me, man, just seeing everything. And then I see a lot of the people that I shoot music videos for die. A lot of them are dead. Fredo Santana is dead. Capo is dead. Blood Money is dead. Crump, one of King Louis' guys, dead. A lot of Lil Durk's people, his manager, dead. I knew him, was a cool dude.
And you
a
shot
lot
people,
of people, man,
you
and
shot
not only
videos
in Chicago, but yeah, I shot all these
people
videos, man. Or I was, or they was involved in a vlog I captured along with Chief. I never shot Blood Money a video, but I shot Capo a video, Fredo a video, a lot of people videos, man, that were involved in, and are not here with us today. You know, so I was just watching a video I did, or just footage, old footage I was doing.
No, yo,
I was
hold
like,
on, hold on, hold
dead,
on,
he did, he
yo,
did.
Yo, yo, no offense, I don't want no video shot by you. You cool and all that, G, but I'm cool on that,
yeah.
G. Man,
yeah.
You can do a track, but you're not shooting the video.
Right.
Fuck all that. I get my own camera,
hey,
man. Damn. Rest in peace to all those soldiers,
for real,
who kept that shit a buck in their life to the end. That's how I like to see it, man. We getting angels. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, those are angels of the game. Angels of the rap game.
Yeah.
They put their imprint in a lot of people.
Yeah.
You set up the visuals, so that even made it more intense, because you are definitely talented, man. I want to get to this track called For My People. Give a little introduction and introduce your track. Let them hear this.
Yeah, man, this is Black Panther vibes all the way, man. This is, sacrifice. This is me embodying that in the track, that I'm willing to sacrifice. We need to be self-accountable, and we need to be responsible for this next move we're going to make as people, as melanated beings on this planet. We need to, that needs to be the main focus. It needs to not be, you know, who's driving the fastest, nicest cars, who's doing this, who's doing that, who's materialistic, who's buying land, though, who's creating opportunity, you know what I'm saying, who's getting resources for the people, who's opening up banks, what millionaire rap artists are bringing their money together to open up banks, because rap don't pay people as much as a banker would, you know, but say that to say, man, this is a song that, you know, I want people to listen to and be able to vibe with, to ride with, and rock out to, but also have a message in there, man. You know, have a message for the people in there, man. That's what I want all my work to be for now, is for the people. It's not for me anymore. It's for y'all.
With
so
that
play that joint,
said,
man. Drop that shit.
We playing that shit. We dropping it. High Death is in the building. It's full of
Well,
all right.
Official. Yeah, they got it bumping. Hey. Yup, got funds on my people. Got guns, stay lethal. Got love for my people. Yup, yep. And they say they don't need you. Got my heart on my sleeves. Got blood on my Caesar. Yup, yep. And I'm flying an eagle. And I feel like I'm Jesus when I'm moving the needle. out for the evils. Pressing on a diesel ever since I came out the fetal. Yup, yup. Watch the cops that police you. Man, the world is my people. Canvas up on my easel. Yup, yup. Man, I know we ain't equal. Pull you over in your regal. Then this shit get medieval. Yup, yup. Man, it should be illegal. Why they so deceitful in the same movie? No sequel. Yup, yup. Feeling like Beanie Siegel. I can feel it in the air. Hold my message. Yep. I used to be on news clips and magazines. Now I gotta get new clips and magazines. Let them tell it, they stories is all make-believe. Go ask G's, my nigga, I really made a team. I was with real G's, we made a scene. In this world, everything that bling ain't what it seems. Gotta see all of the lines and the in-betweens. I was in bright lights with the high beams.
Yeah, they got it bumping.
Yup. Got funds on my beeper, got guns, stay lethal, got love for my people, yup, and they say they don't need you, got my heart on my sleeves, got blood on my Caesar, yup, and I'm fly the eagle, and I feel like I'm Jesus when I'm moving the needle, yup, watch out for the evils, pressing on a diesel ever since I came out the fetal, yup, watch the cops that police you. Man, the world is my steeple. Canvas up on my easel. Yup. Man, I know we ain't equal. Pull you over in that regal. Man, this shit get medieval. Yup. Man, it should be illegal. Why they so deceitful in the same movie? No sequel. Yup. Feeling like Beanie Siegel. I can feel it in the air. Hope my message is reaching. Yup.
Yeah. You know, man, sometimes you gotta wonder what you here for, what I'm here for, what are we doing, where are we going, where did we come from? That's the real question.
Motherfucking vibe. I hope y'all was tuned into that right there. That was definitely a vibe. Callers, do not hang up. We taking callers in 20 minutes. I thank y'all for being patient. If you're listening right now and you got something to say to High Def, call in 929-477-2425 is where the independent definitely matters the most. And our fly guys will approve that shit. You heard? Yo, High Def, man. I see on these tracks here you have sent me, my brother. There's a lot of jewels. You dropping a lot of jewels, you know. Some people might hear your music. Some people might listen to it. But if they feel that shit, you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah. Moving on.
You know
moving
what you're doing.
Moving.
Yeah. Yeah,
I gotta move you, man. I gotta move people.
Yeah, that's what real music is about at the end of the day. Not saying that drill music ain't real, because that's real to people who are about that life. You know, everybody got their target audience. And, you know.
But why
like,
stop there?
You wouldn't catch me at a mosh pit. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't catch me at a mosh pit, because that shit dangerous to the motherfucker. But I'll watch that shit.
Yeah.
You did. But All right. Definitely, man. If y'all tuned in right now, make sure y'all tuning in, because there ain't nothing else to do but tuned in. Because my special guest is High Def, Minnesota stand up. He's straight from the internet. I'm gonna prove that. I ain't never heard that before from nobody. So I like that. I got a question for you, though. So when you making all these moves, I'm assuming you were in Minnesota and then you went to Chicago. Well, how did your city accept you making all those moves like that? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure you were fucking with everybody in your city, and then you made that move and came back. How did your city accept you? Did they show you love, or did they show you hate, or they were like, oh, fuck? You know, some people are like that, man. You know, just let's accept it. Fuck that nigga. You know what I mean? What they were doing?
It's it's odd, man. Well, I had to leave Minnesota because I wasn't getting nowhere. You know, let's create the backstory for that. I had to get up out of here because my opportunities wasn't presented to me in Minnesota. My opportunities were presented to me in Chicago. And not only that, let's just give some backstory about Chicago. I lived in Chicago for about a year. I went to Robert Morris School downtown Chicago. And then I started working with, you know, Do or Die and Twista up here, back and forth from Chicago and Minnesota, because somebody I knew up here was working closely with them in the studios. So
right.
I would get in tune with them in Morocco and all that. But other than that, you know, when I went to Chicago and I started doing all that stuff, there were some people that was really congratulating me. You know, we're from in Minnesota, if you're not familiar, we're in a place that's it's in the middle of nowhere. It's literally a city that is in the middle of nowhere. If you drive 20 minutes outside of Minneapolis, you'll be in cornfields. And there won't be another real city until you get to Chicago. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's
yeah.
not like Chicago where you drive there, you drive to Gary Andy, you drive to East St. Louis, you drive, you know what I'm saying? Like, you drive all these places. It's real cities. But here, it's a city where no one comes here. You know, when artists come here, people will stand out. So when I go out there and I'm working with these people, you know, I didn't really know how to take the congratulations from people. I didn't know if they were just on some fandom shit. People that wasn't really rocking with me was on some, oh, let me ride this coattail type shit. People was getting real weird around me, man. So I had to distance myself from people in Minnesota. And some people got salty when I came back and was like, man, you ain't rock with me when you was out there doing that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Or they act like amnesia came over their brain and was like, oh, we don't even know who you are, bro. Who are you again? Oh, you back here in Minnesota? You're accessible to us. They didn't see me coming back and giving out a helping hand or an opportunity for people to get on my platform for the low or for a more better price or just to be around me more accessible. They didn't appreciate that. A lot of people didn't. Some people did. It's mixed reviews. That's why I say it's real odd. So you know, it's not fully a support. And it's never been a full support. I'll tell you, I got more support in Chicago than here. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I mean? And I'd like to change that. I don't know how, but I'd like for that to change. I don't care if it doesn't, though, because I'm going to still be me at the end of the day. I'm going to always be high def. You know what I mean? I'm going to always have my views and all of that. But I don't really care what people think. I'm at a point in my life where I don't care what people think anymore.
That,
you know, I'm not in a position where, you know, I gotta, oh man, this guy from wherever the hell in Minnesota, wherever, anywhere, I gotta worry about his opinion about me. No, I'm not there. I'm way past that. Like, thinking about that is beyond me. Like, I can't do that. Because if I sit down there and do that every day, I'm not gonna get this work that I'm putting out done right now. You feel me? Or the work I'm trying to do. So, you know, it's a mixed review. I've never got the love here. Minnesota is a love-hate state where people might love you in your face and then might hate on you behind your back. You know, I get zero support, man, here, really, when I think about it in terms of going to – I'll go other places and other cities and people will be happy as hell to meet me. Like, damn, bro, you did what? Bro, you him, man. I used to watch your shit all the time. You know, man, like, man – like they catch they
so,
it be some real fanned out shit, but I appreciate the people that show love and all that. Let me
keep it a buck, cause you know the streets talk, baby. This is For The Record Radio. We underground for real though. For real though, High Def.
Yeah.
Get in tune if you're not. Anybody who's not in tune right now, 7 days a week, 8 PM Central, 9 PM East Coast time. And at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, L.A., what up? Yo, so let me ask you this question. Do you and speak honestly on this, and I know you're an honest speaker anyway, so I'm going to just say that for the record. Do you think it's fair that you charge one price when you were in Minnesota and then went to Chicago, made hella moves, you feel me? I ain't mad at you. But then you come back to Minnesota, and you high price people. Keep it a buck.
Yeah.
Why did you high price them? Was it because supporting? Was it because before fucking with you? Because I can understand, believe that shit. Shout out to all my haters, because if I didn't have no haters, I ain't fucking popping. You know what I mean? But let's keep it for the record in case those people are listening. Keep it a buck, baby.
There was a time where I was high bucking whoever came to me while I was in the midst of bumping shoulders with people, and my channel was that of only King Louie, only Soulja Boy, only Chief Keefs, only Lil Durks, only Fat Trail, only Crooked Eye, only Mark Morrison. All these people that I put on my channel, I have to control my brand. So now it has to be more limited to for you to enter. You know what I'm saying? I was in that stage where I needed to build my brand up to the point where, you know, it's not just local people on there no more. This is exclusivity. So people had to pay for that, I felt like, because if you were to get on my channel, you know, back in 2012, right after I shot a Kobe video, you're guaranteed 50,000 views, and that costs, you know what I'm saying? So it was like getting on World Star, getting on my channel, you know? And
so
when
Before you keep going, let's stop right there. Hold that thought. How much you was charging before, and how much you was charging when you came back?
I was charging, I think when I left Minnesota, I was charging $300 to $500 a music video. I went out there. I started charging everybody in the country, not just Minnesota. Everybody in the country was paying $1,500 and up.
Also,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's not a Minnesota thing. It's the country. There was niggas from Philadelphia that was flying out to L.A., or people that would fly me out to New York, or fly me to Miami, and fly me all these places. It's not just a Minnesota thing. And that's another thing that's in my mind, is I've never thought about Minnesota ever since Minnesota turned their back on me, since they never gave me life. Mm. Then fuck it. I look at the world as my playground. I no longer look at Minnesota as my confined space of exploration. I look at the world as my canvas to paint on. The world is my the canvas is on my easel. The world is my whole canvas. I'm painting on it. It's my world. You know what I mean? But say that to say, I did come back to Minnesota, and when I did come back to Minnesota, I was charging people $500 a video, $300 a video. I was running sales on my shit, trying to get people on my platform. And I was still going on tour with Chance the Rapper and King Louie at the time, but I was still trying to get people on board here and get people some looks. So I did that,
right.
And I would notice people still didn't jump on, and I noticed there was a bunch of other cameramen up here, and they was comparing me to this and that, and they must have forgot. They must have had amnesia, I'm thinking. So I'm like, man, now my price is back up, because I'm in a position where I no longer need music videos. I'm cool. I got other avenues of where I create visuals at than shooting music videos. I could go make a commercial for a construction company right
that's
now,
that, kid. That's
and
right.
I'm fine.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying? Like Black I don't have to play with the music videos. Yeah, like I'd rather make my own music videos now and perfect
that
craft in the
spend time. You're not shooting no more?
I'm shooting, but the price is high. The price is very high. You ain't going to want to shoot right
what's
now.
What's
the
price
the
right now?
That,
come on, man. We need to know. What's the price for a high-def video? We know what you – well, I know what you could do. People, if you don't know, go look at high-def videos right now. Right now.
Yeah, go check out the Boosie video called White Moms on my channel. Very controversial, dope-ass message in there, dope-ass movie. Check that out. $1,000 a video and up. We going up, man. And I can't really go down on that. I done did too much,
right,
man. I done gave people the $250, $300 video filing. Them videos don't even look right. You know what I mean? Those were opportunities for people to get on. They didn't get on, and they didn't respect it, and they took advantage, and they looked the other way. Still, people are still sheeple here, so I have to you know, operate differently, man. I can't look to sheeple as my main source of income anymore, like I did when I was 19 years old. I'm 32. I've been doing this for 13 years. You know what I'm saying? So when people, you know, and not to say I could charge whatever I want to charge for a music video. Any creative can charge what they want to charge because that's their artwork, bro.
That's
you don't
art.
Tell
that's
nobody that their artwork ain't worth whatever. Nipsey Hussle sold mixtapes for $100. You're not going to tell Nipsey
baby.
No.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's the, you know, I'm here to break the concrete, the whole fabric of this matrix, because it ain't right, man. We need to start looking at shit differently. People will look at me and be like, bro, you charging me $300? When I know in the back of my mind, my shit's worth three bands because of my experience,
yes.
my whole resume, and the way they treat it is disposable. So, you know, they don't respect it. They don't honor it, man. And they don't honor. They don't even take themselves seriously. A lot of these people. If I was an artist in Minnesota, and I seen me charging $250, $300, man, I would have paid me, however many for 30 videos, because I need to get 30 videos by you, High Def. Ain't nobody better than you up here. You done did it, bro. And you can go. You can go further. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, it just bewilders me how people thinking they'll go to the Gucci store and up they bread. They'll go to the strip club, up they bread. They'll go anywhere, up they bread, and not even think twice about it. But when it comes to a black business, bro, why you went up on me, man?
Hey,
like
bro.
I didn't just take over the world visually. Man, it was
man.
Me, D Gaines, and Aze Productions, bro. Wasn't no Lyrical Lemonade. Wasn't no Cole Bennett. It was me, D Gaines, Aze Productions that you saw on World Star every fucking day for music videos, for drill music, for whatever. We was the new Jordan Towers. We was the storytellers for this era in hip hop for 3 years. You know what I mean? We was there.
Yeah.
So we need that credit, man. All visual artists, all producers, all people that create need to have credit when the credit is due, and they need to be paid on time and promptly, man, and handsomely. Because without us, there's nothing. There's nothing at all. And you can go to Kobe. You can not even Kobe. You can go to the Finally Rich Chief Keef album, peel back to the back, and go to the thank yous and see my name in there. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do as people, as creatives. We create. We build pyramids so y'all can look at it a million years later and scratch your head and be like, wow. You know what I mean? That's what we do. So ask me why I charge what I charge. I'm going to give you I might go up to 20 bands if I feel like it one day. Just because, man, I didn't. Man, what? If I shoot Jay-Z tomorrow, what am I supposed to do?
Still charge y'all. Two bills.
Yeah, why y'all go to the
man.
Gucci store? Don't ask no questions to the white man. Don't ask that white corporate owner a question. But you gonna come ask me all the questions in the world? Like I'm about to take this a heart transplant or something. And then you paying $250 for your heart transplant.
Man.
Like, come on, man. Nah,
because
I can't.
This man he's trying to break the matrix, y'all. And with that being said. You got a song called Matrix, right?
Yeah, man, that one's deep.
Yeah, I think
deep.
It's time,
you know,
man.
We got a break.
You got pretty deep just now.
Yeah,
it's show.
Yeah, drop that joint, man. It's time.
Yo, hi, man. We here. Tune in. Minnesota, the internet. What up?
Finally made it out mama basement. Now I'm riding the spaceship. Yeah, I'm driving the latest, and I feel like the greatest. All my niggas are famous. Man, we out in the majors. Man, we used to pull aces out in LA and Vegas. I was climbing skyscrapers, still counting up blue faces. No, you cannot retrace us, cannot copy and paste us. Look how they imitate us. Look how long that I waited. Had to practice my patience, had to cut off temptations, had to down expectations. I built stronger foundations. Man, I can't be complacent. No, we are not the same. I'm a higher vibration, and my mind is so ancient. Man, I'm out of this matrix. I'm gone. Man, we out of this matrix. Man, we out of this matrix. Man, we out of this matrix. of this matrix. Man, we out of this matrix. Man, we out of this matrix. Fuck it, I'm going off grid. I'm tired of this shit, no time for this shit. I feel like in life I did a bid. These motherfuckers co-conspired this shit. Got us locked under a jail cell. Even if you outside of jail, you still in a cell. Trapped by your cell phone. You ain't know how to spell or how to read words. Shit, how could you not tell? Got you under the spell. You like people are stuck in the shell. They cheap as hell. They sold yourself for cheap as well. Man, we out of this matrix. Man, we out of this matrix.
To say that gave me a West Coast vibe. I was sitting back just listening, man. That's definitely a vibe. Y'all need to tune in right now. We're gonna take callers. It's 9 o'clock. Let's get the callers in. Shout out to all the callers that didn't hang up. The rest, I know y'all tuned in. Salute to y'all. You ready to take this first call of the night? We never know who's calling in, man. Let's get it. Caller, who are you? Where are you from? We live with High Def.
What up, High Def? It's your boy, Roger the Ghost, you know, Pennsylvania in the building. You know what I mean?
Yo.
Norristown, what up?
Yeah. Tell him, man.
What's
what up, guys? I'm telling, man, just listening to a dope interview. You know what I mean? You know, one thing about me. Okay, in the music industry or just in general, I felt what you were saying, right? We got to support each other. Blacks got to support blacks. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to seem, you know, racist or nothing like that, but it's all about that. You know what I mean?
Fact.
So,
yeah, that's a fact, bro. That's definitely a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, I seen, for example, I seen somebody, okay, go to their homie. You know what I mean? Pay, what is it, $20, okay? Then go to the same store or a different store, my fault, go to the black dude, okay, and try to get it for cheaper. And it's like, why are you doing that? You know what I mean? You're supposed to support everybody else. And it's like, dog. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things, One of the things I said I was going to do, and I've been doing it, you know, especially ever since this COVID stuff, I've been supporting, you know, black-owned businesses. You know what I mean? And I'm going to continue to do that.
Need that.
Yeah,
real though. Right. No.
It's black people back in the day. Yep.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's black people back in the day that would it's black people back in the day that would go to a store and wouldn't even buy ice from black people. They would walk across the street and go buy some ice from the white people and say their ice is softer, their ice is nicer, just because it came from a white person. They won't. It could be the same price. You know what I'm saying? Black people don't even want it. You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel that shit, man. I'm glad you caught on to this. I'm glad you appreciate what we're talking about right now, because it's vital.
Right, right. It's definitely a serious situation, man. It's just not. Yo, what's good? What's good? What's
gotta
good?
Gotta keep the black dollar in the city.
Wait a minute. My father. Hey, Gaza. You know it's Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, I started a thing, right? It's called Throwback Thursday, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I know there's a track, right, that I got. You got to play it. You know what that joint is? I can't believe it's called In My Zone with Wells Block.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do have that one. That's for sure, my guy. You already know Landslide, Wells Block, featuring Cash Out, Gone in My Zone. I definitely got that. You want to spin that tonight? You want them artists to shine right here tonight? Is that what you're telling me?
Throwback Thursday, man. That's definitely a joint. That's a bet.
Well, let's catch a vibe. New York City, stand up. Norristown, what up, Minnesota? We in the building. But you know I'm from the Bronx and shit.
You know I be gone. Let out that loud, I've been hitting you all night too long. Got a bad bitch to be mine, look at me and her thongs. Sex all night and you know that I be in my zone. I'm all the way gone, I'm stuck in the zone. I'm all on my zone, that lock got me gone. She licking her lips, kissing her hips, letting me know that it's on. And at the same time, there isn't no string attached, and she is okay with that. I'm loving the way that she hitting the runway, and it's a super fact. No shirt or no bra on. Then I'm like, so we can get it on. Get it cracking to the early mall. Slow down or look again to me. Feeling just a little fucking tipsy. Don't you realize that I'm so gone? Take a picture of the last line. I do what I want. I say what I say. The pen in my eye, seeing what the games. Don't fuck on no land. I'm all the way happy. Just to where she moving on. Let out that loud, to be hitting you all night too long. Got a bad bitch to be mine, looking me in her thongs. Sex all night, and you know that I be in my zone. I'm all the way gone, I'm stuck in the zone. I do what I want, I say what I say. She's a 10 in my eyes, she ain't with the game. Don't fuck on no lane, I'm all the way Trey. Look at the way that she moving them heels. She know the damn deal. It's only been up by my third cup, and a nigga toned up for real. She's a model, show. Told me to sit back and watch how she do her damn thing. Look how she posed for me, walking and swinging the hips like she actually Graham. She got a best friend named Vivian Gonzalez. Green eyes with a slim waist and a fat ass. She's a supermodel for my eyes, bloodshot red. It's not me, gone. Let out that laugh, I've been hitting you all night too long. Got a bad bitch to be mine, looking me in her thong. Sex all night, and you know that I be in my zone. I'm all the way gone.
Going there again, champion ring, how we going for the win? Now you see it's more than a season, so it's changed like the season. Then I'm going with the wind, then I'm going with the wind to keep this all afloat.
You was all I know,
but by myself I stand. When we cleared up through the smoke,
If it was up to you or it was up to me, tell me where would you go, tell me where would I be?
In the crib with it, probably still in your ribs with it. This vision here is still vivid, but these feelings, girl, still missing. I'm gone.
Let out that loud, so be hitting me all night too long. Got a bad bitch, so be mine, looking me in her thongs. Sex all night, and you know that I be in my zone. I'm all the way gone, I'm stuck in the zone.
Man, y'all already know Landslide. You either tuned in or you tuned out. for the record where the independent artist matters the most. That's New York City all the way. And yo, High Def, you still here with us?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Bad. Let me ask your callers. Do not hang up. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. I got a question or two for you. You know, we got 30 minutes left. We taking callers tonight, so make sure you stay tuned in. I see the listeners. What up? We here. Shout out to Tangy G. I see you on the internet interacting with me here. So my question is, what's next?
I can't hear you, bro.
For High Def. What?
I don't know.
I was too quiet so they could stay in tune.
What's next
for High Def? What's your next move? You dropped that heat. You've been shooting videos for over 12, 15 years. What's next? What's next for you now?
What's next is, man, I'm gonna sit down and perfect my craft with my music videos now. Now I gave you the music. Now it's time to give you the visuals to the songs, the movies to the soundtrack. You know what I mean? And then, you know, expanding on my work. I like to say I'm like Kanye West in this regard, where I hold my best work for myself. I'm really about to just go crazy on my shit because I feel like every one of these records right here has a theme behind it that I could see a movie, or a lot of the prominent records have themes behind it that I could easily shoot and get my message across. So I wanna perfect that, and that's the next step. And then also I'll be releasing a deluxe album with this, with about 3 to 4 new tracks on there, dope tracks. Like, you gonna want the deluxe version. You don't even want this soft release. You want this one that's about to drop. Legend, the deluxe version, along with merch and all that. So all of that will be available on whoishighdef.org, my website, and it will also be available on all my social medias. You're going to be able to tap in. So that's the immediate next move, and then just doing work going forward with that. We're going to see, man, who hits my line for some of these videos, because after you see these videos that I'm about to drop for myself, there's no question. You gonna want a High Def video. These gonna make you need a High Def video.
Man, y'all better.
You know they gonna be mad, like, man, why you kept all the dope shit for yourself, man?
For yourself, man. Oh, you ain't shit, me. You ain't shit. That's fuck your fuck High Def.
I love the hate, man. I need all the smoke. I need every ounce of smoke you got for me, because that shit, I only use hate as my motivation, man. So I need more haters. I need more conspiracy.
Man.
I need some more controversy.
Man, with that being said, yeah, we're going to take it there. Let's get this new on. We about to hit him with some new High Def. Fuck it.
Yeah. She want the newest thing, she want the diamond ring, she want them red bottoms, she wanna say she got them, she want Chanel Prada, she want a new bag, hit with the price tag, she really wanna brag. Ah! She want the new weed, hop in that new V, sit in that 2C, rocking that Juicy, or in that Gucci, she got a new body, now she a new me. Ah! She want the newest. The diamond rings, Birkin bags, all kind of things. Designer jeans, all finer things. Want a trip to Bahama scenes, but ain't got no gas money if you ask for it, cause she only fans dummy. You not in the plans unless you got scam money, unless you got crack money, unless you got ball money, cause she taking all money, leave you looking all funny while she just take off running. Damn, wasn't in your plans. She cruising in the land, she don't need no man. She did it once, she can do this shit all over again. Damn. She want the diamond ring, she want the finer things. Yeah, she want the newest thing, she want the diamond ring, she want the new bottoms, she wanna say she got them, she want Chanel Prada, she want a new bag, except for the price tag, she really wanna brag. She want the new weave, hop in that new V, or in that 2C, rocking that Juicy, or in that Gucci, she got a new body, now she a new me. Ah! Birkin bags, all kind of things. God damn.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, yo, High Def, what were you thinking when you wrote this song? Because it's definitely breaking shit down.
Yeah. This, man, this is another movie, man. This is called Dating Women in 2020, Young Women in 2020, man. This is the mind state of Instagram models. This is the mind state of social media, OnlyFans, jersey chasing, bag chasing women that just go. It's that gold digger. This is my gold digger song. You know what I'm saying? This is basically about, you know, real situations I've been in, witnessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen how women get down now. Maybe not, I won't even call these women women. I call these women just bitches. They not women. These are opportunist women. This is what I want my son to hear and listen to and understand, man. Look how they moving. Watch how they moving. You know, this is how they move when they don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? This is how they move when they see you with something. So, it's a comedy. It's some humor in there. And, it's also some jewels in there for men, just to understand, man, what women's intuitions, what their intentions is with you. You know what I'm saying? Use your intuition and understand what their intentions are. You know what I mean? And just playing on that whole relationship between men and women in this day and era, man. That's so shallow and materialistic, you know. To men, our ass and titties is our cars, our houses, our jewelry, our success. To these women, their success, their shit is their look. Their ass and titties is just their ass and titties. You know what I mean? Most of them. I'm not gonna say all, but most of them is like that. So we gotta look at it for what it is, man. And you know, I appreciate the fun times I had with these women, you know. But shit, you know, shit, it is what it is. It ain't.
It's
not nothing you want to be a part of no more. It's not nothing I want to be a part of no more. I had fun. It was cool. But I've seen men lose a lot of money fucking with the wrong women and just trying to have a good time and simping out here. And, you know what I mean? We just got to stay away from that too, man. We got to break the cycles, man. Break the cycles.
That's
create black families again. Create respect with women again. And create, you know, men got to respect themselves too. I know we fucked up. We ain't been right for a while since they took the black man out the house. But we got to get back on that shit. Our shit, man. We got to know who we are.
That's a fact, though. That's a fact. Everybody, a lot of people are walking around not knowing who they are. That is a fact. Go find yourself, y'all. Go find yourself. For real, for real. You ready to take these? We got callers, man. We got 15 minutes. 929-477-2425. If you're listening, call in. We taking callers right now. 15 minutes left. Let's get to this caller. You ready, Hot Def?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get it then. Yo, caller, who are you? Where you from and what do you do?
Yo, it's cracking AZ Cash out. I'm not Lance out of your fucking forehead, New York City. You're 914 in the fucking building, man. Independent artist, man. Got that fire, man. I heard you said about the bitches and shit. I got the perfect song for that. You heard?
Yeah, you know,
I understand what you're doing.
The energy is real, dog.
You know what I'm saying? But, I was in tune for a minute, though. Word. You fire, too, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. You nice and shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep grinding.
Yo, he shoot videos. He shoot
movies. I heard all that.
For real, though. He ain't scared of fly.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the love, man.
Nah, super facts. You know what I'm saying? But,
so... Track, man. Let's get to it.
Oh, man. A3 Cash Out, man, featuring Big Top Briggs, Fallin'. This is my new single, first single and all that. You know what I'm saying? Landslide on your fucking forehead, man. For the record of crew, man. You know what I'm saying? Flock of God,
that's
cool, man. That's a fact, man.
Landslide, baby.
The fucking land.
Damn, you know I'm like tripping. Got a queen at home and I'm falling for my side, bitch. Something gotta change.
Damn, I still deal with her. Thinking to myself, gotta hit it one time. Got me falling for my side chick, even though she got a man. When she call, I'ma slide. I meant to get, got me falling for my side chick. I gotta cut off time. Addicted to some balls, nigga.
nigga tryna dive deep within your earth. I'm going berserk, I'm knowing your worth. And yeah, you my side, but now you desert. I'm putting you first, you're quenching my thirst. You snatch the nigga's soul, girl, you take me to church. You give me a urge, I love when we splurge. And if my girl find out, then she will purge.
Don't say nothing.
You looking good in my girl role.
Right.
Pretty feet, love sucking on them damn toes. She at work, don't worry when she come home. It's our business, like it's black on, black on. Trimming out my name, make the world listen. Like a manager, I got you in a new position. Every time I slide in, it stay tight. My doing wrong always feels so right.
I don't know.
Baby, you the baddest. I'm falling for you, this is madness, madness.
What?
Baby, you the baddest. I'm falling for you, this is madness, madness.
Damn, I still do what I thinking to myself, gotta hit it one at a time. Got me falling from a side chick, even though she got it, man. When she called on my slide, I'm in too deep, got me falling from a side chick.
So what?
I gotta cut up time.
Right now.
So addicted to some boss niggas, cash out, time bricks. Baby, it's a lane, get enough, know the cash out of freak.
Yeah.
We started from the bed, ended up on the sofa. On to the kitchen, go ahead and grab that ice. I'ma start from the top, I'm work my way down south. Left my diving to that home, I can't drown. And I put no fish, no kids, love it when we role play. She the cop and I'm the robber, put her hand against the walls, slide her panties to the side, ain't no need to take them off. Put her hands on my chest, watch her go down. Love it when she deep throat, pulling out the mouth. Brown skin mommy, and you know she fun style. Scratching at my back while I'm knocking down the walls. I bet the neighbors know my name, she bouncing on her like a pogo stick. And he got a nigga all the way up in my zone. If my girl find out, it's gonna be a murder. So I got a gun, so I keep falling for my side, bitch. Uh-oh, no. Adios.
Why I gotta leave?
Uh-oh, no. Can't deal with her no more.
Can't fall for my side.
Damn, I still deal with her. Thinking to myself, gotta hit it one at a
time.
I'm falling for my side chick, even though she got it, man. When you call on my slide, I meant too deep, got me falling for my side chick.
Damn.
I gotta cut off ties. Addicted to some boss niggas,
whoa.
Cash out, time bricks. Baby, it's a landslide.
Featuring Champ Top Briggs. That's falling. Make sure y'all go crazy with that, man. Hey, yo, High Def, man. We here. We tuned in. We got about 12 minutes. We here. Yo, man. I want to thank you for your time. You know what I'm saying? Definitely expressing what's the vibe from High Def, from the past to the present, and definitely your future. I see a bright future ahead of you. Yeah, you might have did all that fun shit, but there's more to it. You know what I mean? And it seems like you're a fellow grinder.
Right.
So, ain't nobody stopping you now, so I don't see nobody stopping you at all. You right?
Man, I appreciate that, man. Love, man. For sure, man. Appreciate you reaching out and giving me the platform to express myself, man. I want to be like you, man.
Get out of here. Forget about it.
Real shit.
Yo. Oh. Now, let me ask you a question. Did we play Drop Jewelry yet?
Nah, we ain't play that joint. You know what I'm saying? We can drop that joint.
Since
we've been dropping jewels this whole episode. You think they need more jewels on top of their head?
That's a fact. That's what it's about. Let's get to it. Yo, Hot Def is in your area. Who need a video? Who need a video?
If God gives me the right for 21 years, I see myself changing the world. Because my thought patterns are so opposite of what's the norm. So I would have to change the world, or I have to change my life.
I want when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go farther. You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out.
Take off. Look, I feel the pressure under more scrutiny, but that ain't moving me, it must be my immunity. This a eulogy given to you musically. I made the pain sound so beautifully, flow fluently. I drop jewelry. They tried abusing me. I created opportunity. See what they do to me? On the bottom where I used to be. They had no problem ridiculing me. Even when I bounce back, reputably, I am pro-black, refutably. And my whole life is a movie scene. Yeah, it's a movie. Out in Hollywood, cruising with a bad couple groupies in the hills and jacuzzis. That was me. It's not new to me. The hate cannot get through to me. The box they try to put me in, not suing me. So what they gonna do with me? The cops shooting me? Or I gotta worry about the whole block shooting me?
I don't understand this person. So they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
Look, your homies died just for you to take that job. You put your life on the table, nigga, and you got robbed. You did everything for the clout just to get signed. Blind leading the blind, they do this all the time. If they can't trap your body, they gon' try and trap your mind. They gon' turn into some zombies if they listen to your rhymes. Or turn into a petty felon out committing crimes. Flipping dimes, dropping dimes, reduce their time. Who am I? The one reading between the lines. I see the lies, I can see this shit with my eyes. We're from the wise, build a business and enterprise. Yeah, we them guys, taking over and globalize. Prioritize, ain't no time to empathize. Recognize, all my niggas, we on the rise. And we gon' ride, mobilized on front lines. Decalcified, third eye is crystallized. Look in the skies, see we kings, see we gods. They colonize, mother nature monopolize. I hear her cries, late at night, can't sleep at night. We won't be alright, we gotta fight just to survive.
You know, I don't want them to be like, they know what I'm gonna say, cause it's polite. They know what I'm gonna say. And even if I give them trouble, you know what I'm saying? That ain't that what we're supposed to do? And I'm not saying I'm gonna rule the world or I'm gonna change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world. And that's our job, is to spark somebody else watching us. We might not be the one, but let's not be selfish. And because we're not going to change the world, let's not talk about how we should change it. I don't know how to change it, but I know if I keep talking about how dirty it is out here, somebody's going to clean it up.
My nigga dropping jewels, man. Yeah. If y'all not cool, then y'all cool now. That's for sure. Black guys are cool, man. And that's for the record.
Yo, hot death. He definitely dropped jewels. I like that. You know what I noticed about all your songs? None of them sound the same, but all of them are giving a message. You feel me? I think that's
right.
Super dope, man. I can't wait to see the visuals. You know what I mean? Especially that you a visionary yourself. That shit gonna be dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to give them to y'all, man. But definitely, everybody go cop that album, man. Legend on all platforms. High Def. Search me up. At Who Is High Def on every social media. Go Google me. Like I said in the song, that's what you can do for me is go Google me. And we're going to keep it moving like that, man. You know, we're going to keep expanding. We're going to be back on this show, too. This shit ain't over yet because we're going to have more shit going on. When the deluxe, when the videos come or the deluxe album drop, we'll be back in tune. And we gonna.
Definitely,
I didn't get it. I wanted to film this one, man. We got to figure out how to get this on film. Both parties. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna definitely chop it up. That's a fact. Where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a grind, it's already there. It's already there. Definitely. Yo,
yeah,
you got any shout outs you want to give anybody? Oh man, you already
man, shout
know,
out
man.
To
this
bro.
Is an independent.
Shout out to you.
Oh, thanks, brother. Thank you.
Shout out to I'm gonna give a shout out to my homie Don Too Fresh, my manager, assistant, my one of my best homies. I wanna give a shout out to King Louie out there in Chicago, the whole Mubu family. I wanna give a shout out to John Monopoly out there in he might be out in Wyoming with Kanye. That's He helped me navigate through the industry as well. He assisted manage my career. He's Kanye West co-manager. Shout out to him and shout out to my son, man, Little Legend, and my whole family. That's what it's about.
For real. That's word, man. Family first. Everybody know that. All right, we're going to take this last caller. You ready to take this last caller? We never know who's calling in or where they're calling from. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Bet. Let's get it. Hey, yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do?
Yo, what's good? It's your man, King Kiss. Money in the building. What's up, man? Mr. Seattle. What up?
Seattle. What's up, bye, my guy? We here with High Def,
man.
If you don't know, now you know.
High Def, what it do? How you doing, brother?
What's good, man? How you feeling?
Ah, man, I'm just chilling, man. Chilling with the fans. You know what I'm saying? Out here in New York and all that.
Yeah.
You know, doing a little vacation. Yeah.
That's love.
Hey, yo, King Kush. Yo, King Kush, let High Def know what you do here every Wednesday on For the Record.
Already, man, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, we got the control room. You got some cold in, control the last 15 minutes of the show. Man, we have nothing but fun, man. Play nothing but dope independent artists. So y'all make sure y'all tune in and show y'all love and support For the Record Radio and with the control room. Every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Let's get it.
That's a motherfucking fact. Hey, yo, Kush, you got any questions for High Def before we kick rock?
Already, man. How long you been doing the music thing, and what inspires you to keep going?
Man, I've been doing it since I was, man, maybe 12 years old. I used to listen to a lot of Tupac about his poetry book. I think it was called Through the Roast in the Concrete, whatever it was. And I started writing spoken word shit when I was real young, and then just kept going, kept playing with words, kept reading books, kept doing research, you know. And the research that I do is what propels me, man. I go research, you know, Dr. Sebi and what he did and put that into my raps. I go research the ancient Egyptians and how they felt and put that in my raps. So every time I come across something that I feel like my people need or human beings need to tap into, that's what I'm going to bring to the forefront, man. So I'm going to keep uncovering new findings. And, you know, the research and artifacts inspires me, man. People inspire me. The state of the culture, the state of the world inspires me. You know, where we at right now is forever changing. And what I'm saying is needed. What people need to be putting in their raps is messages that's needed. So if as long as there's a message needed, I'm going to fulfill that. You know what I mean? Whether how big my pebble is or how big my boulder is I'm throwing. It needs to be there.
Because
it's all part of the plan.
Man, that was deep, brother.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
man, well, keep doing your thing, man, and keep inspiring, man. Keep being inspired. You can keep going. Cause I think that's the only way we can keep going, you know what I'm saying? Once we kind of run out of our juice a little bit, is for us to be able to be inspired. You know what I'm saying? And cause that's like, for me, I've been doing this music thing for a long time, and at times, you know, I get burnt out. But you know what I mean? But ain't nothing like getting some inspiration and getting that motivation. You know what I'm saying? You always got to find that. And once you got that, you keep that. You can keep moving, man. So salute to you. Keep doing your thing. Inspire to inspire. You know what I'm saying? To get inspired. So salute. Salute to my guy, Fly Guys. Salute to Pop. Salute to everybody doing their thing, man. Keep taking money, man. I'm out. Let's get it.
Already. And with that being said, we about to get out of here, yo. High Def salute, King Kush Money, all the mind stars, all the listeners. Shout out to the callers that stood in there to the end and to the callers who called in and just listened. We out of here.
We have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. We have to get to the cause of it all, or the root of it all. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate.
Staring in the space, stuck in a daze, drifting away, thinking of a distant escape. And my brother used to say, we stuck in a rat race, in a world where all people do not like your black face.
And even black people is killing the black race. I wonder what would Nat Turner say, turning in his grave. Tell me how we gon' turn another page when every single page say we was all born as a slave. And we gon' keep your master's name tapped, dance across the stage like this is all a parade. As long as you get paid, I'ma be the renegade. Never afraid to say what I'm about to say. We multicolored in all shades, but we divided by the system in so many ways. Many days go by, I wish my brother's still alive. Another black life gone, man, we the genocide.
The greatest weapon the white man has had has been his ability to divide and conquer. How is it possible for one fifth to rule, oppress, exploit, dominate, and brutalize the four-fifths who are in the majority?
That's right. How do they do it?
Divide and conquer. He has divided us and used us one against the other.
The Negroes
don't even know their own name. Why? Because he took it away from us.
From define gravity, actually they tell me think more practically, or else they gon' cancel me. I'm on my way back out to Africa to see my family. Why you mad at me? The hate is at capacity. Misunderstanding me, I'm not the enemy. I got the remedy for four centuries. Leave my fingerprint on earth, you gon' remember me. Check the pedigree, we need checks and equity. Black 25 years old, life expectancy. Especially if selling dope your specialty. You see the jealousy, it could land you with a felony. I leave you enslaved mentally. We gon' all rise eventually. We gon' cut ties eventually. We gon' all rise eventually. Cut off all ties eventually. Yeah.
They charged Jesus with sedition. Didn't they do that? They said he was against Caesar. They said he was discriminating because he told his disciples, go not the way of the Gentiles, but rather go to the lost sheep. He discriminated. Don't go near the Gentiles, go to the lost sheep. Go to the oppressed. Go to the downtrodden. Go to the exploited. Go to the people who don't know who they are, who are lost from the knowledge of themselves, and who are strangers in a land that is not theirs. Go to those people. Go to the slaves. Go to the second-class citizens. Go to the ones who are suffering the brunt of Caesar's brutality. And if Jesus were here in America today, he wouldn't be going to the white man. The white man is the oppressor. He would be going to the oppressed. He would be going to the humble. He would be going to the lowly. He would be going to the rejected and the despised. He would be going to the so-called American Negro.